This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. At today's kickoff of the State Fair of Texas, you can't miss towering big techs or the massive slabs of chicken fried everything. But there are little treasures, too. Wander out into the cattle barns and you might stumble on a creature called a zebu. It's a breed of miniature cow. And I'm joined by a woman who's made a name at the fair for raising them. Dottie Love, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, I've seen these critters. They're about the size of a large dog. What the heck is a zebu?
All the zebu are cows with humps, basically. And they originated in Mesopotamia, along with all cows, and developed in the eastern subcontinent and also in Africa.
At what point did they get to the United States?
I do a lot of research, and the earliest I've found of the miniature zebu was 1904 at the St. Louis World's Fair. What I believe is that they came over with circuses and zoos, simply as novelties.
You don't do this full time.
Right.
You're a computer graphics teacher?
Yes,
is that
I
right?
am.
At Hill College down in Hillsboro?
Yes.
You live in Ennis. How does a computer graphics teacher get started breeding zebus?
Well, I grew up on a farm, kind of, sort of, until I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. We moved to several different places that were all urban, and I came back to Texas in 1980 and lived a regular, normal life. I met my husband, we got married, we lived in Lancaster, and we were pretty crowded in, so we found a place with 5 acres. Originally, I got miniature donkeys, which were nice, but they just didn't do it for me. And I kind of accidentally saw a zebu and decided they were the most interesting things I'd ever seen.
Now, I would assume that there would be some characters in the zebu farmer community.
Yeah. And there's the whole range of people, from people that simply have them for pets, yard art, you know, novelties like that. There are people that use them for draft to, you know, harness them up. And I have a friend in Florida who lives on a tangerine orchard, and she delivers tangerines to all of her neighbors with her steers in a harness and a cart.
Now, given kind of some of the craziness that goes on at the fair, I mean, you have racing pigs, you have contests for just about anything. Has anybody ever tried to have a rodeo?
Well, the problem is the weight can only go up to about 100 pounds or so, which means kids. Kids aren't quite as expendable as they used to be, so we have few dads and moms that say, go on, get out there and ride them.
I've heard that your husband actually officiated a wedding?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Right in front of Big Tex. He decided that it was better to ask forgiveness than get permission. Mm-hmm. And so we just simply, like a mass mob, gathered around there, and Tom did the ceremony. I mean, it was pretty wonderful.
Dottie Love, zebu rancher and a regular at the State Fair of Texas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.